All right, Donald Trump is truly backed into a corner, and I know we have talked a lot throughout the last just 10 years as a country about Donald Trump no longer being in the political arena, that somehow the political turmoil would be too much and it would all fall through the bottom and it'd be over for Trump. After January 6th, he had no political career, the Hollywood access tape, impeachments in the first term. Right now, I'd say, is a very, very key moment for Trump and his administration, but also just the last, 10 years of Donald J. Trump in politics, because he is really backed into a corner right now, and he's trying desperately to get out of it. It all relates to the Epstein files, and I want to walk you through a couple key new details here. So, as we gear up for a House vote on the release of the Epstein files, Donald Trump has been asked about it a lot. Normally, he won't answer or he'll get angry, but just in the last day, he said this.
What I think you should do, if you're going to do it, then you have to go into Epstein's friends. This Reid Hoffman spent a lot of time. I don't care about it, released or not. What I think you should do, if you're going to do it, then you have to go into Epstein's friends. This Reid Hoffman spent a lot of time on the island. I was never on his island. Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. You're going to have to look into his friends because, if they're going to do that, and I think the perfect guy to do it would be Southern District, somebody like Jay Clayton. I understand that's who's been assigned.
So Donald Trump clearly pivoting messaging here and trying to go with, you know what, I don't care if they're released, but we need to do more investigation. We went from the files didn't exist, the files do exist, they don't exist, it's a Democrat hoax. What files? I have no idea what you're even talking about. Trump and the White House and Republicans just all over the place with this mess. And now that the pressure has gotten so big, it seems like they're trying to pivot and Donald Trump saying, let's go after our political opponents. Let's open new investigations and make this whole thing about them. Take a listen.
Asking the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI to investigate links between the late sex offender and some high-profile Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. Writing on social media, records show that these men and many others spent large portions of their life with Epstein and on his island. Stay tuned.
I was never on his island. Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. You're going to have to look into his friends.
Now, the Attorney General Pam Bondi was quick to follow orders, appointing a top prosecutor from New York to lead the probe.
So they're ready. They're gearing up for this fight. And Thomas Massie put it well. It's a giant smokescreen. This is potentially the plan now. Republicans are starting to, peel away, frankly, from Donald Trump, not just his own base as his poll numbers start to fall apart. We've seen a lot of people, if you're on Twitter at all these days, a lot of like high profile MAGA individuals saying, this is it for me. I can't do this anymore. I can't defend this anymore. Donald Trump has lost me. Donald Trump's, second term has been a disaster. And the thing is, it's not only his base, like individual voters, it's people in Congress. We're about to talk about the fact that he lost Marjorie Taylor Greene, no longer supporting Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's when you know things are bad. Marjorie Taylor Greene, his allies, key allies, are starting to leave him. And Thomas Massie, the Republican who has led this fight, had some words about the potential for them opening up new investigations to try and delay the release of the Epstein files. Take a listen.
Congressman Massie, thank you for being here. President Trump fought long and hard to prevent your discharge petition from going through. You won that battle. Now, what happens? How many Republicans in the House follow your lead and defy the president on this?
I think we could have a deluge of Republicans. There could be 100 or more. I'm hoping to get a veto-proof majority on this legislation when it comes up for a vote. And, the president's been saying this is a hoax. He's been saying that for months. Well, he's just now decided to investigate a hoax, if it's a hoax. And I have another concern about these investigations that he's announced. If they have ongoing investigations in certain areas, those documents can't be released. So this might be a big smokescreen, these investigations, to open a bunch of them to as a last-ditch effort to prevent the release of the Epstein file.
Yeah, really well said. A great point. I didn't even think of this. That Donald Trump now trying to gear the conversation in a different direction, PR-wise getting crushed, but this also gives the potential to not release files. Say, oh, this is under investigation. We can't talk about this right now. But again, the pressure, I have to say, is unlike anything we've seen from the cult. if you would have told anybody 6 months ago that Marjorie Taylor Greene was done with this movement, that Trump was going to say, I'm done with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to say, you know what, screw all this, Donald Trump is America last, I would have called you crazy. Well, here we are, and Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN talking about this breakup with the president. I want to play a clip here from Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about what it's like for Trump to come after her. It'll might drive you a little nuts. Take a listen.
Well, Dana, thank you for having me on. And that is true. I stood with President Trump when virtually no one else did. Campaigned all over the country, spent millions of my own dollars helping him get elected. And I think that's incredibly important. And I do support him and his administration. And I support them in delivering the campaign promises we made to the American people. His remarks, of course, have been hurtful. However, I have something in my heart that I think is incredibly important for our country. And that is to end the toxic fighting in politics. And this has been going on for years, and it has divided our country, split up friends and families, neighbors, and it's not solving our problems. The most hurtful thing he said, which is absolutely untrue, is he called me a traitor, and that is so extremely wrong, and those are the types of words used that can radicalize people against me and put my life in danger.
All right, a couple of things here. Zooming out, again, the amount of pressure on Donald Trump right now must be immense. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is no longer part of the Make America Great Again movement, has split off from Donald Trump. That's nuts. That's crazy. And it's a huge red blinking siren, however you want to put it, for the Trump administration. Things are not good right now. Number two, you can let me know in the comments what you think of what she said. She's right. The toxic politics have divided us. If she's turned a corner, which I don't really believe her, but if she has, fantastic. Obviously, like, she has been one of the prime suspects of this these toxic politics. And then number two, for her to say it's putting my life in danger for Trump to call me a traitor. We've screamed about that over and over and over again. When Trump goes after literally everybody else who's, like, you know, his enemies or Democrats, or when you go after people, their life gets put in danger. So it's kind of crazy to hear her surprised about that. Anyway, we'll move on here. Again, it just keeps unraveling. Steve Bannon strategized with Jeffrey Epstein on how to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed. We've learned, as people have had time to read through more of these emails, how intertwined all of this is with the Trump administration itself, not just Donald Trump. But, you know, Steve Bannon was working closely with Jeffrey Epstein. On September 30th, 2018, Epstein told Bannon that Republicans should, quote, make sure they ask Ford about her medications, what type and for how long. My guess is that Katz won't let her answer. Bannon replied, Roger, and Epstein responded with a link to a website article claiming to detail memory loss caused by various medications. Remember, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexually assaulting a woman when he was trying to be on the Supreme Court. So Steve Bannon talking with Jeffrey Epstein and trying to work how to essentially press the woman accusing him and make her look like she didn't know what she was talking about, or maybe she misremembered, which is so disgusting, so gross, so abhorrent. And I just want to point out here, there's an easy way for you to be able to search a lot of these files. If you want to go look yourself and just start reading things, there's so many emails to go through. That's why we keep kind of getting this trickle as people find more emails. I want to quickly play a video from Courier about this and some of the research that they've done, because there is just how this is all entangled together is nuts. Take a listen.
Marissa Sweet from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein. There are thousands of pages of emails about everything you can imagine. Wealthy island visitors, women he trafficked, ways he could blackmail his friend here. You name it. But in true government fashion, they were published in the most unhelpful way possible. In dozens of poorly organized folders with unhelpful labels. Screenshots of emails saved as PDFs, and in spreadsheets redacted beyond recognition. Most of the files are devoid of context, such as a 20-second video in the natives folder, whatever that means, of a dog playing with 2016 plushies of Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Ma chi è quello lì? Ma ti piace questo pupazzotto?
Someone could dig through these folders for days and find nothing. So I put an online search tool together, published it, and asked you guys to send me whatever interesting tidbits you found. And you did not disappoint. Here's a small sample of the truckload of tips I received in the first 12 hours since the tool went live. So here, Erica G and Aisha H both recommended searching for Ivanka, and came across Michael Wolff asking Epstein about a woman Trump allegedly raped in his 12-year-old daughter's room at Mar-a-Lago. Drew Yu went through a 2018 email chain on pardons and came across this proposal, which appears to be an initial attempt to buy Epstein a pardon. In it, they promise that they will help Mr. Epstein in resolving his existing disputes with the federal government without any jail time, and that their contacts in Trump's DOJ could obtain an advantageous agreement in exchange for Mr. Epstein's cooperation. Now, it looks like that didn't all pan out before he was arrested, but the groundwork is there.
Again, that's just one example of the things we're learning, and you can quickly search this on Google. Just search, you know, search tool Jeffrey Epstein emails or Jeffrey Epstein files, and you'll be able to look it up. And we are watching a wave of Republicans as this happens, both, you know, in Congress, but just individuals. Voters, constituents saying, I am done. This is like a Reddit thread that I found. Y'all will say this, then blatantly ignore that Trump was begging Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple other Republican senators to change their vote on releasing the files the other day. And coincidentally, Trump no longer supports Marjorie Taylor Greene as of today. Why was he begging to have the files remain secret? Exactly. So again, a lot of people who may define themselves as Trump curious are done. I've personally talked to Trump supporters who are done, who say this guy isn't who I thought he was. And we've been seeing on Twitter, especially, high-profile individuals who have spent so much time, so much energy and effort promoting Donald Trump be done with him. This is Evan, who I've talked about before. This is a tweet from like April of 2025, Donald Trump digging or something, and Evan responding, this is what I voted for. This is the tariff, the reciprocal tariff, big tariff day. Evan tweeting, yes, I voted for this. We are so back. And then again, he has just in the last few weeks with the Epstein files really been saying, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And now we're here. The government just effed my family's livelihood, literally destroyed it overnight with that hemp provision. I'm not voting in 26 or 28. The GOP sucks and it will sell out to lobbies and big donors at the expense of the American people. F the government. We keep seeing this over and over and over again. And the ones that have dug their heels in the most are saying stuff like this.
Great that you're right. And he's on the list and all the things. And you're right about all the accusations you've been making. Why is it wrong that he did those things?
Are you asking me why it's wrong to rape children?
Yeah, I need you to tell me why it is wrong in your eyes
to rape children.
To do that. Yes. Do you need me to repeat it? Can you not hear me?
I mean, again, we're just at the point where we're having conversations like this. It's unbelievable. But I will say this before I end off here. It has been surprising, and maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe that's more indicative of me than the rest of, you know, society. But it's been surprising to me to see the amount of Trump supporters, both high profile and not, just regular people, be done with him over this in combination to the economy and other things. It's welcome, I'll say. Does it infuriate me? Yes, because it's like we tried to tell you that this guy doesn't care about anything but himself and he has these ties and all these things. But you know what? The fact that people have come around and a lot of people aren't digging their heels in so heavily, okay, I'll take it. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate watching this video. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. And if you enjoyed this video, click like, click subscribe. There's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. It means so much if you just went right down there and checked it out. Why not? Check out my YouTube channel. Check out some of my recent videos. Hit subscribe. It goes such a long way. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you in the next video.